This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
It's the Sunday Showcase on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
Hello and welcome to Bells in the Battery. I'm your genial host, John Bell, and today we're going to have a nice, relaxing visit from somebody because I hear the elevator coming down. I don't have anybody scheduled for today. I guess we'll just sit here and wait until whoever's coming down in the elevator comes into the studio, which is inevitable, isn't it?
Excuse me, I'm the delivery guy from FedUps. I have a couple of packages here to deliver.
Oh, well, all right. Who are they for?
This one's for Bard Motworth.
Brad.
Huh?
Brad.
No, my name's Charlie.
No, I mean...
And this one's for R.N.I.E. Cunchprad.
Pard.
Huh?
Pard.
Oh, we being Western today? Howdy, Pard.
No, I was... Never mind. Hand him over. Wait a minute. This one's for Brad Motworth.
Didn't I say it was for Bard?
This is the one you said was for Arnie.
Arnie, Bart, what's the difference?
Well, I think it would make a difference to them.
Well, they're both the same size. Maybe they're both the same thing.
Well, look, I'll make sure that they get the right boxes, okay?
Works for me. I just deliver them. It's not up to me to figure out who gets what. Gee.
I'll just keep these here for when I see Brad and Arnie. Okay, where were we? Back to the show. That's right. Today we're going to have a nice, relaxing...
Mr. Bell, I need to run.
I don't think I've ever seen you run, Brad.
Oh? Have you seen me jog?
No.
Power walk?
No.
Mosey?
That's the one.
Well, I need to mosey out to my condo because we're having a condo owners association meeting and I'm the chairman.
You live in a condo?
Yes.
I thought you lived in an apartment.
No, I live in a condo. Always have. Probably always will.
But haven't I been to your apartment?
Mr. Bell, you are really terrible at continuity. You ever thought about taking notes on your shows?
No, I just thought it was,
Well, either way, I'll be back in a couple of hours.
All right. Have a good... you got a package. It's right there on the table.
Oh, good. Okay, I've been waiting for this. Thank you, Mr. Bell. I'll see you later.
Okay. Third time's a charm on the show here. I'd like to...
Mr. Bell.
Why do I even try?
I have been waiting for the special package, and I was wondering if it has arrived yet.
Well, yes, Arnie. It's right over there on that table.
Oh, boy.
You seem pretty excited about that, Arnie.
I have here, Mr. Bell, in this box a very rare and expensive artifact.
Cool. Open it up. Let's see.
No, Mr. Bell, I cannot open it until I am in my hermetically sealed germ and dust-free room.
That must be some artifact.
Oh, yes. In this box, Mr. Bell, is the very first mask Clayton Moore wore when he played the Lone Ranger.
Get out of here.
Okay, see you later, Mr. Bell.
No, wait. Tell me more.
Yes, Clayton Moore.
You have his first mask.
From 1949.
And you're going to take it home so you can open it there safely.
Besides, I don't want Brad to be anywhere near it when I open it.
Well, don't worry about that. Brad left to go to his condo just a few minutes ago.
Condo?
Yes, his condo.
What, did he sell his house?
He doesn't live in a house.
Of course he lives in a house. I've been there a bunch of times. Oh, this is one of those continuity issues you keep having, isn't it?
No, I think.
Have you ever thought about taking...
Notes.
Yeah, you should do that.
Yeah, I should probably do that. Anyway, he left just a minute or two ago.
Well, that can't be. I didn't hear the elevator.
I'm sure he took the elevator.
Write this down. When someone leaves a bat free, we need an elevator sound effect.
All right.
Go ahead.
What, now?
Yes, now.
All right. Where's a pencil? I think I have one in my right drawer here.
Mr. Bell, your pencils are always in the left drawer.
Get out, Arnie.
Okie doke.
Go back to your house.
Tugboat.
I don't care. Come to think of it, I never hear him use the elevator coming or going. And now, back to the show. Okay, I've had it. I'm exhausted. I'm not going to do this right now. How can I change this? Gee, I wonder how the condo association meeting is going.
This meeting of the condo owners association is now in session. Who has new business? People, we will not have chaos in here. We will conduct this as if this were the U.S. Congress. So please, Show the proper respect and decorum. Everybody sit down and shut up. The chair recognizes Mrs. Quagmire right there.
I'm Mrs. Findlay, not Mrs. Quagmire.
I guess the chair doesn't recognize you after all. Well, Mrs. Findlay, do you have something to say?
Yes. On the sixth floor between my condo and the elevator, the rug is looking very, very tacky and ugly.
Are you sure you're not looking in the mirror?
Oh, put a cork in it, Johnson. Anyway, that rug looks terrible, and it's been weeks since it was replaced last.
Well, I don't know if replacing that rug is a priority.
Well, it just so happens that my son Frank, of Friendly Frankie Findlay's Fine Carpets, is having a sale on carpeting this week.
Well, I'm sure Friendly Frankie has some fine carpeting, but I'm not sure if we can afford to...
The carpeting is so beautiful that after it's installed, you'll just want to kick back and enjoy it.
Kick back, you say?
Yes.
Yes, well, we will certainly put that on the agenda.
Uh-oh, Mr. Botworth.
Yeah, who's that? I don't recognize you. Anybody recognize this guy?
I'm Larry Cranston, sir.
I guess I'll take your word for it. What do you want?
Well, there seems to be a fire in the basement.
A fire, you say?
Yes, it seems to have started at the breaker box.
Did you break the breaker box?
No, I was down there doing my laundry and I saw the smoke and flames.
Did you notice how tacky and ugly the carpets are down there?
No, but the way the fire is spreading, that point may be moot pretty soon.
All right, this seems to be an urgent problem. I move that we form a committee to decide what to do about it.
I think we should call the fire department.
What I'm hearing is you want to be on this committee. Okay, you and those three guys in the corner, you guys are the committee, so go figure stuff out.
Oh, phooey. Come on, guys.
Jointly spread out.
I suppose we should hear the treasurer's report now.
Very well, Mr. Montworth.
Are you the treasurer?
Yes, I am.
So you keep the books?
I certainly do.
I want to talk to you a little bit later, but right now, give us your report.
Well, the total figure is $3,240.
Great. That's a lot of money.
In the red.
I thought money was green.
I'm saying that we owe that much money.
Oh. And, who do we owe this money to?
Friendly Frankie Findlay's Fine Finance Company.
That's my boy.
Well then, how can we pay this back?
Well, we could take out a loan.
I know just the finance company.
Sit down, Mrs. Findlay.
Well, I never.
And you never will.
Apparently, the only way out of this mess is to take out a loan.
No, actually, there is another solution. We can raise our condo owner's fees.
I say we form a committee to figure out this whole financial mess. Mrs. Findlay, can you head that committee?
I thought you'd never ask.
And we hoped he never would.
After all, if we don't get our finances in order, we may have to shut down the association. Yes, that would be terrible, but try not to panic. All right, what other business do we have?
The fire committee has returned from making their investigation, and we have a conclusion and a suggestion.
Yes?
The conclusion is the building is on fire. The suggestion is we all get the heck out of here.
People, you can't leave yet. We have it adjourned. Is there any new business?
Mr. Chairman.
The chair recognizes, that guy.
I move that we call the fire department right away.
Does anybody second that movement?
I second it.
All in favor, scream in panic. The measure is passed. I will call the fire department.
Don't call the city fire department.
Oh, why not?
Their equipment is old and their uniforms are so tacky.
Then who should we call?
Call the professionals at Friendly Frankie Findlay's Fine Firefighters.
Fine. Would you want to do that?
Already have.
Then this meeting is adjourned. I request that everybody calmly head toward the exits. Women and chairman first. Gangway, here I come. Moving on.
Marshmallows, good marshmallows here. Perfect for
us. How many
you
need? So, did you, firemen, get the fire out there?
Oh, yeah, fire's out. Everything's just hunky-dory right now. All of the damage was in the basement. No problem upstairs with the condos there.
Great. Okay, thank you.
Hold on there, Bucko. There's the matter of the bill here.
The bill?
Yeah, the Friendly Frankie Findlay Fine Firefighters bill.
All right.
How much?
Let's see what we got here. Extinguishing one fire, $500.
Well, that's reasonable, I would think.
Yeah, that's always a good bargain.
Yeah. I'll just write you out a check here and...
I'm not done yet. Hose rental, $300.
Hose rental?
Truck mileage, $2 a mile. That's $120.
All right.
Water.
Water? Wait, there's a fire hydrant right there.
Hey, we bring our own water.
Yeah, but...
Top-notch water.
Yeah, but...
From the springs of Colorado.
All right.
Anyway, that's $3 a gallon. So that's $214.
Fine.
And we got Dalmatian food.
Dalmatian food?
You gotta have a Dalmatian when you have a fire department, pal.
That looks more like a chihuahua.
He's got a gland condition.
He doesn't have spots.
It's a rare albino Dalmatian.
Fine.
Let's see, two cans, that's $4.50.
Are we done yet?
Plus a few miscellaneous items, it all comes to, $2,530.29.
What? I can't pay that.
Hey, don't worry about it. We automatically sent the bill over to Friendly Frankie Finley's Fine Finance Company.
All right. Thank you.
That's my boy.
Be sure to call us for any future firefighting needs.
Yeah, fine. Let me get my car here. On the plus side, it's a beautiful day. Oh, this would be a good time to open up the new business cards I got. I can't wait to see how they spelled attorney at law. Wait a minute. These aren't business cards. It's a mask of some kind, something screwy here. Oh, this is Arnie's box. Oh, I got them mixed up. Well, I got this weird-looking mask here. I should try it on for size. Wow, I look like that dashing hero from years ago. What was his name? The guy who would help people out, then ride off on his horse. That's it. I look like Zorro. Wow, didn't know I could cut a big Z in my dashboard with a ballpoint pen. I wonder if Arnie has noticed that he has my package.
I can't wait to open up my package and see my Lone Ranger mask. But first, I have to finish assembling my army of defense robots.
I really should stop slicing up my car here.
Move over, buddy. We're ready to go, see?
Yeah, we're ready.
Hey, what are you guys doing in my car?
We were instructed to get in a car with a guy who has a mask that looks like ours.
Yeah. We're gonna steal something really valuable.
I think you've made a mistake, and did you say valuable?
Yeah, the boss gave us an address. We're supposed to go there and steal it, see?
I don't really think I should...
Yeah, he said if anybody tries to stop us, we're supposed to break their legs.
Let's see that map. That's how things go. Okay, I'll have us there in a jiffy.
This is a jiffy?
Looks more like a Chevy.
Is that the place?
That's the tugboat.
Then let's go in and get rich.
Intruder alert. Intruder.
What's all that rocket?
You've never met Arnie, have you?
Attention, intruders! I will fight you in the hallway! I will fight you in the kitchen! I will fight you in the bathroom! Although I'd really rather not. I shall never surrender! Okay, bots, go get them!
Hey, what are those weird metal things coming this way?
You guys handle those robots! I'll be in the bathroom if you need me.
I ain't scared of any robot. Hey, robot, take this! And this!
Uh-oh, the robot took him! Another spitting him back at us!
I'll do the dangerous job of looking around. You handle those robots, see?
I can't fight these robots!
Sure you can. They don't have any weapons.
No, but they got frying pans!
Ouch!
Okay, robots, you made me mad. Now I'm gonna come out!
Burglars, do your best! I'll be putting you to the test. I'm ready to get you. I'm in the zone, like Wile E. Coyote and Home Alone.
Did you hear that, boss? Maybe we should give up.
He's bluffing, see? He knows we're getting closer, see? I bet he's behind this door.
Nuts.
Quick, run this way.
What's wrong?
run this way, boss!
Give it up, give it up, give it up!
You bunch of incredibly inefficient!
Give it up, give it up, give it up!
I got a lot more tricks here up my sleeve!
Give it up, give it up, give it up!
Take a little peek down at the floor!
Give it up, give it up, give it up!
I activated my trapdoor!
Greetings, gentlemen, and welcome to my basement.
Who knew tugboats had basements?
He's all alone, boss. Let's get him.
Too late. Prepare to meet your doom as I release the cowlets.
What's this, a bunch of cats?
No, they're tiny cows, first introduced in episode 5 and rebooted in episode 315.
Oh, my goodness.
They're everywhere.
Cowlets are more annoying than dangerous, eh?
Ah, yes, but these are little cows carrying little cattle prods.
Cattle prods? Well, it's out of here.
I suggest you leap out of that window.
Come on, boss.
Hi, Arnie.
Hey, Brad.
Here's your mask. I'm sorry that
You saved my mask!
I got it accidentally and I...
You deserve a reward!
I just thought that maybe I deserved a reward or something.
Copyright 2024 by John Bell Creative, LLC. This episode dedicated to cartoonists at Disney, Warner Brothers, Fleischer, and other studios who introduced me to classical music. Plus, Spike Jones in the City Slickers, of course.
Hello, Audionauts. This is Captain Radio for the Mutual Audio Network, where we're celebrating our 6th anniversary of Mutual Audio Network streaming. As we do, we want especially to invite all streaming subscribers to join us for our Wednesday Wonders podcast. Each week on Wednesday Wonders, we're proud to present new episodes of epic fantasy and amazing science fiction, including the Kyleson Chronicles and its spin-off storylines, Moonbase Hope Colony, Mars Space Station, Venus Space Station, and the newest TKC addition to far-out interplanetary action-adventure, Saturn Space Station. So, here's a hearty 6th anniversary Mutual Audio Network shout-out to the Kyleson Chronicles. Bring it, space chimps. Captain Radio signing off for now, reminding you always, Audionauts, to libero imaginatio.